Blog Talk Radio.
Connections. Anyway, this is the 8th of October. This is Fleet Week in San Francisco. Actually, the Navy has a long connection to San Francisco, going back to just before the Mexican War, and also the Great White Fleet, but we'll get into that a little later. The first American-built auto was built by this guy, Frank Duryea. He was born on this day. Great American aviator in World War One, Eddie Rickenbacker. Now, there was a restaurant which had a replica of the biplane that Rickenbacker was supposed to have flown in Europe during World War One. One of the worst dictators in South America, Juan Perón, the Broadway show Evita, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and They're Not. He came in during World War, just before World War II, also supported the Nazis in World War II and afterwards, and gave them shelter. People like Dr. Mengele, Otto Skorzeny, many of the Nazis who fled justice at Nuremberg and came through Argentina and went to Paraguay, Chile, and other places, Brazil, in South America. Great movie director, Ruben Marbolian, born on this day. Another movie actor of the Carradine family, David Carradine, born on this day. Great Japanese composer, modernist, Toru Takemitsu. Jesse Jackson's birthday today. He's a presidential candidate. And when I was working back east for the Department of Interior and Air Programs, I had to go out and look at Operation Push. And was in a former Catholic church on the south side. I think it was Corpus Christi Church at one time. And all it was a CD radio setup and food stamp program. And, of course, Jesse was quite the politician. And when I brought back my findings to the Department of the Interior, because they were looking at it to see if there was anything relevant to apply to the Native Americans who were coming into the urban areas, somebody in the Department of Interior referred to Jesse Jackson's program at that time as Operation Poof. Actor, very funny, Chevy Chase, born on this day. Among the deaths today, we had one president and one presidential candidate. Franklin Pierce, who was said to be the most handsome man ever to occupy the White House. He had three sons, all of them. He had much tragedy with his family. One son was killed, I think, in a railroad accident, a carriage accident, and may have been a disease. I think he was the only president from New Hampshire. We had a presidential candidate from Indiana, Wendell Willkie. Now, there's some talk that this guy Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, may be the Republican nominee in 2016. Warren Buffett supposedly is claiming that Hillary is going to be the nominee and that Hillary will win. This is going to be very interesting, considering her sordid background. Undersecretary of the Navy Franklin D. Roosevelt issued regulations to protect the due process rights of Navy sailors and Marines when these military personnel were accused of crimes by civilian officials. They were being railroaded, especially if they were ethnic minorities, Jews, or Catholics. He issued what became the U.S. Code of Regulations, Title 32, Section 720, forward. And the due process particular clause, it's still in effect today, is 720.6. It is of particular relevance to U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neary, who was a victim of forged documents to get him off the USS Carl Vinson. He was abused for 3.5 years in the San Francisco City Prison. He was drugged. He was raped. He was railroaded, and also he was denied medical care for his broken hand, which was sustained in fighting off the rape from this guy, an illegal alien from Argentina, by the way, who supported Juan Perón. His family was connected to the bank of the province of Buenos Aires, which also allegedly contained assets stolen from European Jews and others during World War II and afterwards. We have Fleet Week, and hopefully there won't be any incidences occurring that will harm U.S. Navy sailors and Marines. Also, there will be Canadian sailors here. Among the other deaths today, we have Wendell Willkie, who was also from Indiana, and he was the 1940 candidate against Franklin Roosevelt. He was known as the Barefoot Boy from Wall Street. He was a lawyer and worked for a utilities company. He was a Republican candidate, and he died in 1944. Great Mexican actor, Latino, Fernando Lamas, died on this day. Now, this one's interesting. In 1984, Lance Bresson, the famous director who was married to Rosalind Russell, the great actress, he died in 1984. They had one son named Lance Bresson. Lance Bresson worked on an article for Look magazine, which exposed the corruption in San Francisco involving the mafia and allegedly then Mayor Joseph Alioto. Joseph Alioto, who was a corporation lawyer, sued Look magazine and didn't disprove that he was connected to the mafia, but they got Look magazine on another count, and it bankrupted Look magazine, which was published, interestingly, by Coles Collier. And part of that family was related to President George Bush's mother and George Bush I's wife, Barbara Bush. Quite interesting. Lance Bresson later went on to work for National Public Radio, and the other author of that article, The Mafia in San Francisco, became a U.S. ambassador, so there must have been something to it. In 1985, Leon Klinghoffer was on the ship that he was in a wheelchair, and terrorists took over the ship and pushed him over the side. Later, there was an opera written about Klinghoffer, but it was not very artistic, let's put it that way. Among the events today, in 1775, the officers in the Continental Army barred blacks and slaves from serving in the Continental Army. In 1871, they had the Great Chicago Fire, and this was blamed on Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicking over a lamp, which was in a barn, which had straw are flammable materials and that set fire and caused the Great Chicago Fire, burned down much of Chicago. Talk about urban renewal. This put Nero to shame. And, of course, the great department store, Marshall Fields, was destroyed, and Marshall Field decided he wasn't going to leave like a lot of other merchants, and he decided he would build a bigger store down in downtown Chicago on State Street. 1912, we had the great First Balkan War, which later led to World War One. 1934, we had Bruno Hauptmann, who was a German immigrant. I believe it was legal. He was a chauffeur, in New Jersey, and he was accused, he was indicted and tried and executed for allegedly kidnapping and killing Charles Lindbergh's baby boy. Now, there was a lot of questions about that, and interestingly, the head of the New Jersey State Police was Schwarzkopf's father. They're both dead. And so that's still unresolved as of this date. Now, on this day, on this a month, we are honoring and commemorating the military personnel, and going through our Carson Brazola audio historical archives, we are going through our marches and military music, and we think this is very appropriate. Old comrades, Alten Kamerada, which was not a Nazi march, but was written in 1890, and during World War II, World War One, was played by both Allies and the Germans. So there's a lot of history there, and I think it's appropriate that we play this to celebrate, to honor, where the hell is it? The military personnel who fought in World War One. We also have Colonel Trevor Hodges, who was in the Grenadier Guards, and he was the only one who served at both the Somme and at Gallipoli in World War One. After World War Two, there was a depression. World War One, there was a depression in England, and so about 10,000 British veterans reportedly went and came to America, and then before World War II started, the call went out from what was then called the Defense Department, and they had these British officers come and train the new American draftees coming in, because we knew, Franklin Roosevelt knew, we would get into that war sooner or later. Interestingly, Cole Porter, who was also from Indiana, volunteered for the something's wrong here. I don't know what's going on. Went to France and wrote much of his music. So this is I've Got You Under My Skin, but Night and Day. And he was injured, and of course he got the inspiration for that great piece of music, Begin the Beginning. Reportedly, he was listening to the French soldiers who were from Africa, and they gave him the inspiration to play, to compose Begin the Beginning. Here's Alto Camarada, and I think it's appropriate to start our commemoration. Alto Camarada means old comrades. It was written in 1890 by Carl Tilke. It has nothing to do with the Nazis.
Oh,
also the Canadian Navy will be visiting us, so some of their ships, and I think this is appropriate, the Canadian Navy March, Heart of Oak. Of the German Navy March, Kameraden. Salute our Navy veterans as well as our Marine veterans. They like to get their credit. Here's the Navy Helm Memorial Eternal Father. Thank you. show. We will end today with our usual politics and poker. We will be back Friday. I think we've got some of our problems resolved. And we'll have more, and we'll have more music from our archives from Western Public Radio and KLWFM. And also, we are transferring from cassette tape interviews we've done in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. And they range from the first woman veterinarian in Afghanistan, Cuban veterinarian, and believe that they do provide socialized medicine for their animals. Also, from Australians, pets in prison, which is one of my projects, provide birds and fish for prisoners that ease the stress. And also things, Roger Karras, we have fox hunting, Dr. Michael Fox. We got about 2,000 interviews, and so we're cataloging stuff and transferring. So when would our usual today, politics and poker, and since this is Fleet Week, we will be putting stuff up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and also we'll be giving people tips on safety. If you're coming to San Francisco, don't wear flowers in your hair. Be aware always of your surroundings. Have a cell phone with backup batteries, a little camcorder if you need it, because people get mugged. Watch where you're walking. Watch where you're driving. Watch out for bicyclists who run down people, who kill people. Watch out for motorcyclists. Watch out for cars. People don't obey the rules of the road, think they have special rights. Also, if you're with a buddy and you're in a bar, don't leave your drink on the table, either drink it all if you go to the toilet or the dance floor, because this is what happened to Stephen Mary. If you're hitchhiking a ride back to your ship, go with a buddy, and if the driver tries to detour you, get out of the car and hail a cab or walk. This is how Stephen Mary got hijacked, drugged, raped, and ended up in a violent death, and it cost him nearly 17 years of his life in state prison on a railroaded trial, kangaroo court trial, conducted by a judge who illegally immigrated into the United States. We'll get into all of that. And some of this is in Jack Cashel's book, What's the Matter with California? A lot of it's in on the web at Amicus Veritas YouTube site, Stephen Neri. So stay safe, be wary, learn from Neri. And here is our ending theme, Politics and Poker.
Too much of my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, how to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
trade good as gold.
I'll say,
raise your fine.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Peter Paul Brazola will be back Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amigos Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.